Hello, this is the Thursday evening Q&A call of the Healing Codes, Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Konstantin, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is April the 2nd, 2020. It is now 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, PM, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording of this event today is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-dashboard. Before we get started today with our Q&A call, I want to give a disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. So your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. If you dialed in from your phone or web call, you can hit star 2 on your keypad, which will then raise your hand here on my computer screen in our Instant Teleseminar website and page. If you are on the web call, you can also press the button that says raise hand just as easily. If you would like to submit a question in written form, you also have the opportunity to do so. If you're with us on the webcast, you should see a little window like a chat box, and in there you can type in your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and then press submit. And the question will then appear here on my computer screen, which I will then read. All right, so before we get started today with the questions that you have, as always, we would like to open this call by doing a universal healing code together. So I invite you to partake in this. And if you have an issue, I would like to guide you through a few steps that you can take beforehand just to kind of tune into your issue and address it even more efficiently right now. If you do not have an issue per se, or you would just like to stay open to the healing code and the energy and the healing that it brings, you can of course also do that and just skip the skips that I'm going to explain right now. Now, if you do have an issue, I would like you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 just to see how strong it bothers you, how much it bothers you right now, and how strong you feel that. And then in the second step, just ask yourself how that issue makes you feel emotionally. So what we're looking for is an emotion that is connected to that issue. So for example, if you have an external health issue or relationship issue, success issue, you would like to ask yourself, how does it make me feel? What's the emotion that comes with that issue for me? And whatever your answer is to that question, that is the spiritual issue that we would like to focus on today. So the emotion you feel is going to lead you to that issue that is connected to that. And if you would like to even take it a step further, you can ask yourself, when I think of that emotion that I feel, for example, if you feel anxiety or fear or worry, you can ask yourself, what's the earliest time I can remember in my life feeling worried or feeling this anxiety, for example, and just see if anything comes up. It could be one incident. It could be one thing in particular. It could also be a longer period of time in your life, so it doesn't just have to be one specific event or memory per se, or whatever comes up for you, just see what comes up. And if something came up, I would highly encourage you to include that in your prayer and to ask for that memory in particular to be healed, as this memory is very much connected or may even be the source of the issue that you're experiencing. And as the issue, the memory heals, the accompanying emotions and beliefs and thoughts that come out of that misinterpretation of that memory, the negativity that's stored in there, it's just going to heal automatically. So that's why we encourage you to do that. Now, don't be worried if you don't find anything. Your heart still knows exactly where it's coming from. It just tends to speed up the whole process if we can make a conscious connection there and see something. But if you do not see anything, if nothing pops up, don't worry about it. Just trust that your heart will find it just as well. And just ask for all these memories to be healed regardless of whether you see them or not, because they are there and your heart knows exactly where they are. All right. So I would like to give you a minute to say a prayer from your heart and include anything that has come up for you right now. And after you've taken your time to do that, I'm going to read the prayer from the book, The Healing Code, and guide you through a universal healing code. All right, if you haven't finished your prayer, feel free to keep praying, or even while we do the code in a second. So, yes. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and I'll state your problem or issues, the emotions you relate to it, and the memories, would be found, open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. And we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, and if you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest as you process this healing code, this universal healing code. Take another nice deep breath. All right, everybody, so very happy that you're here. So if you would like to ask a question, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad, or pressing the button that says raise hand if you're with us on the web call. I think I did see a hand raised earlier. If you still have a question that you would like to ask, please press star 2 again so I can unmute your line. All right, let's see. Okay. I think this is someone from Toronto in Canada. I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi there, my name is Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. So I have a question. Now, I'm going to apologize because I'm sure the question has probably been asked. And this is, I'm completely new to the healing codes. I have just actually come across them, to be quite honest, probably in the last couple of weeks. And I've dived right into just trying to learn about it. And so I guess my question, So I went through the whole audio, the healing, the whole book audio, and then I found some information regarding the a step-by-step guide. It's the 12 days of the healing codes. So one of my questions is, if I wanted to dive in and do this, what's sort of the best first steps? Should I go through the 12 days? Now, I am looking, there's a diagnosis, so I'm looking to, you know, help with that. Is there a more, an alternative way? Because when I was reading through this information, they're saying if you do the 12 days, it kind of clears up every area. And so if that's a good start, regardless of what the situation is. And so I only have a limited in terms of information. Like I don't have the whole package of everything, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then while I was reading through it, when I'm going through the steps, I'm a little confused at a couple of the steps that I wanted to clarify in as well.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, let's start with your first question. That's actually a very excellent question. I mean, a lot of people ask about that, but it's, you know, it never, it's always a great thing to repeat, especially when it comes to the 12 days. Yeah. So to answer your question, yeah, that would definitely be a wonderful first step, regardless of what the issue is, if it's a health issue or something else. So I would really want to encourage you to go through the 12 steps, through the 12 days, and just, you know, do it, do one category per day and just work on that. And you can, of course, always include your health issue in your prayer. But I would specifically ask that anything that you encounter in those different categories, for those issues to be cleared, whether you know about them or not.
Okay. Perfect. So I started with day one in terms of writing down the steps. So I listed all the unforgiveness issues. So I've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. Okay. And so, and then I chose the one that's like the most urgent. So I work, I'm going to be working on that. And so when I work, so my first question is, when I work on that with this particular 12 day, it gives you code number one and then it gives you code number two. And you go through the sequence from 1 to 6. So once I do code number one, I go sequence 1 to 6 and I do 3 to 5 minutes, at least 4 times a day. Do I immediately go, so I do it the first time. After I finish code one, do I immediately do code two again, or do I wait to do code two a little later, or that's one of my questions. Yeah.
Sure.
No, it's okay.
Okay. It's really up to you. You could do it back to back, really, and, you know, finish the first code, and then if you feel like it, you could do the second code right after. But there's not really, you know, one way to do it, so it's up to you, really, how you would like to do that.
Okay, so you can do back to back, and each of them do 3 to 11 minutes, and then 6 to 10 minutes. Okay, perfect. So then when I do the, okay, so that's the first. So that was number one, list all the feelings, which I did. I rated them. I selected the problem. Now, complete the picture memory finder. I'm trying to understand. So you just basically find a memory that is associated with each of the issues that you've written down?
Yeah, so usually what we recommend is, you know, when you've listed the feelings that you have regarding your issue, you can ask yourself, when I think of that feeling that I experience, what's the first time I remember, or what's an earlier time I remember feeling this particular type of feeling or emotion? And then just, you don't have to do a lot of digging, just kind of see if anything comes up. I would maybe give myself 10 to 20 seconds tops and just, you know, just see what happens. And if nothing comes up, you can just skip that step and just ask that, you know, all the pictures associated with that be healed regardless. Or if something does come up, of course, then I would encourage you to include that particular memory in your prayer as well.
Okay. And then the next step was the truth focus statements, which is what you need to focus on while you're doing your the codes. And then you say your prayer, the intention, which is good. So this, Mike, so step 12. So if your discomfort level, so once you do it, you're rating it. and then you go through the process, you rate it again, and the rating has to be reduced to a 0 or a 1. And then it says, the next time, start over on the problem that now bothers you the most. So if I have 6 problems, let's just say, or 6 scenario situations.
Right.
So if, for instance, so this is all in the matter of a day, right, in one day, because you're doing each of these, is the unforgiveness is one per day. I mean, sorry, the 12 days is one area per day, like unforgiveness.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
So if I'm doing it 1 to 4 times a day or 1 to 6 times a day, so if I've done it the first time, let's just say as an example, and I chose the one that I guess is the most challenging for me, I suppose, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't rate it at 0 or 1, then do I continue next time and still focus on that one, or do I move to another scenario? Is one question.
Yeah. So you can stay a little bit open to that, but generally, as a thumb of rule, it's recommended to stick with the one that bothers you the most till you do see a, you know, significant reduction in that issue. So you would like, you know, when it comes to forgiveness, you would like to stick with that one person that really is the most challenging for you. So if, you know, you do it 2 to 3 times or 4 times per day, and after one, you know, healing code, it's not at a 0-1, you would continue working on that particular issue or person in that case till you do see a, you know, significant reduction in that. Now, if it does change after one code, wonderful, and in your next code, you can, you know, work on something else. Yeah.
On another person. Okay, but what happens if by the end of the day you still haven't resolved the first issue? Do you just do you go on to the next day to continue with that issue before you go to day 2, which is the harmful actions?
Well, actually, what you're going to do in the 12 days, kind of the quick start, I think they call it, you would just leave it as it is. So after one day, after you've done it 4 times, for example, and it's not entirely resolved, or, you know, maybe it's just you've made very little progress, like, you know, you've maybe got the reduction down to, or, you know, you improved by 2 or 3 points, for example, you will still go to the next category in this first process of the 12 days. A lot of times what happens as you go through all categories, you may find that after those 12 days or even a few days later, you may, you know, think of that forgiveness issue and see that perhaps it's even changed already, like, you know, addressing the other categories and issues, since they're all related and connected, it may actually do something, you know, regarding that first issue that you've addressed. But yeah, in this scenario, in the 12 days, you just move on. Now, if you, at a later time, you know, kind of hone into an issue and work on it more, then of course you can take as many days or even weeks as long as you want to, you know, solve a specific issue and stick with it for a while.
Okay. And then the last question here is, it says at least 3 to 11 minutes for the code. And if the code has like 6 areas, per code. So code 1 would have 6 areas for this example. Under forgiveness, code 2 has 8 areas that you need to focus on. So are you taking those 3 to 11 minutes and just basically dividing them so that you're spending equal time in each of the different areas?
So as a sum of rule, again, we usually hold each hand position for about 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then we move on to the next one. So if the first code only has 6 positions, you would just basically, for doing it for 3 minutes, you would just have to go through all 6 once, and then you're done, even if you would just like to do it for 3 minutes. Now, if you want to do it longer, then of course you can continue and just repeat them over and over again.
I just want the fastest
Does that make sense?
Result. Yeah, it totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. I'm like, okay, whatever's the fastest result, I have to do it at 11 minutes. Okay, I'll do it for 11 minutes, 10 times a day if you want me to. Yeah. But I guess it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, so actually, Well, you know, it really depends. So, again, you could say if you do have more time to invest into doing the healing codes and you can do it more, by all means do it more, because you will see faster results. Now, the only exception would be is that you have a so-called healing response and that you feel like it, you know, stirs up too much. That can happen with a few, you know, with a certain amount of people or a certain percentage of users, basically. But if you do not feel any adverse effects, by all means, you can do an hour or longer or whatever you feel like.
Sounds good. Okay, perfect. And I guess the last question I would have is, I know that there are, I read somewhere where you can work on like one-on-one with, I'm assuming, somebody like yourself, where you get more custom codes or something for the issue that you're dealing with. I just wanted to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a pretty big amount of certified healing codes practitioners. That's what we're called, or coaches, healing codes coaches. And we've been trained in a proprietary testing technique by Dr. Alex Lloyd that he developed. And by that bioenergetic testing, we can actually test custom codes for a specific issue for a specific person. So, for example, if you were to, you know, hire a coach and work with them, you could, you know, for example, tell them what your issue is and what you would like to seek help for specifically, and then a coach would test specifically for your issue at this time for you personally, what would be the best frequency, so to speak. So which hand positions would be the most effective for you right now. And that's what we mean by custom code. So it's a custom sequence of the hand positions that we hold with the healing code. And it's also going to be effective for a specific amount of time, since, you know, they're so specific. That's the wonderful thing about them. But what happens is the energy changes, of course, and your issue changes. It's just going to be most effective for a specific amount of time, which will also be tested in the session. But that's basically the advantage of the custom code. It's the most effective thing that we have healing codes are concerned. Yeah.
So would that be a more, I was going to say that more effective process to go through a one-on-one with someone and or do the one-on-one after the 12-day, or just start with the one-on-one for the more effective immediate thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think most coaches would probably, encourage you to go through the 12 categories first. So I think you're good to go now and just do it with the Universal Healing Code. And then after, you know, you can see if you would like to start working with a coach and do that. But I'm pretty sure that most coaches would actually give you a code for, you know, the 12 categories in particular. So since you do have the specific codes for the 12 categories, that's a wonderful place to start. And then if, you know, you feel like it could be a good help to hire someone, I think that would be a really good way to go. Yeah.
Okay. And I think I just flipped you off. Were you in Germany?
Well, I am actually currently in Mexico, but
I am from
Germany. Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, how do I get in contact with you if I wanted you as sort of a coach? So it would be at annikaac@thehealingcodes.com.
Yes, exactly.
You can the healing codes. Okay.
So it would be annikaac, and then at thehealingcodes.com. That's my email address, and you can just send me an email. Yes.
Okay, great. And it's got your German number, but you're in Mexico, so that doesn't help. So that's okay. That's good. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but I have international calling, so I can call you from anywhere.
Okay, so the best thing is probably to email you at some point then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And are you the one that hosts most of the nights on Thursday nights, or do you guys do a revolving kind of thing?
Yeah, we actually we're five coaches in total, and we take turns. So I'm not sure if I'm up next week, but we have a schedule, and so you may hear other people in this call.
Okay, so that's great. Now I can get started, because that was finally get started with all this stuff. That's
wonderful.
Fantastic. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Such wonderful answers to my questions and patience. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure. Okay, thank you, Mary. I'm going to mute your line.
Okay,
wonderful. All right, so if anybody else has any more questions, please feel free to raise your hand. or send me a message, of course, if you would like to have me read it and then answer it. Okay, I do see another hand up. I think this should be Patricia. Let me see. It's the number ending in 5446. I'm going to open your line. Hello.
Yes, it is. Hi, Anika. It's Patricia, as you surmised. Hi. Thank you so much for
Hello.
Taking my call. I did have a question, but you sort of answered it in your prayer, mm-hmm. because I have had this question from the beginning. I almost invariably don't have a feeling associated with the issue that I want to address, especially if it's a physical issue. For instance, lately it's fatigue, which I have had on and off for many years, but it happens just too often. I mean, I'll lose a whole day from it sometimes. I can't really mm-hmm. afford to lose days just because I'm too tired to do anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I don't have consistent energy. Mm-hmm. It might be, you know, I'm probably not eating the best way, maybe. I don't know. I try and address it in certain ways, but...
Yeah.
So I'm doing a healing code for it. I'm doing one of the custom codes that we got for free. But we're always asked to identify an emotion with these things. How does it make you feel? My things are never related to an emotion. I mean, my physical things are never related to an emotion that I'm aware of. It's just, I feel wiped out. That's how I feel, exhausted.
Yeah.
it doesn't feel like a heart issue to me. So I was wondering how to address that, because it's so important in the healing codes, because they are addressing healing issues of the heart. And I can't seem connect my issues with anything related to that. So...
So I mean, of course, you know, there's some things like if you're just, you know, you're really fatigued or tired, you know, it could also, you know, very well be that it may be something else and it's not 100% a heart issue. Now, of course, what we do want to do is make sure that, you know, if there is something that is causing stress within your body, that we address that and heal that. But you really don't have to worry about that if you can't think of anything. Just address it as, or what you know. So if you're feeling fatigued, you know, or just tired, you can just even address that and just ask that if there's any heart issue connected to that, for that to be healed. Or you could even see, you know, if you have a hard time with feelings and emotions and identifying that, maybe ask yourself if you can think of a time, or like the first time you remember feeling so fatigued in your life. So maybe that could just be, you know, for you to have a connection to an earlier time and just addressing that memory in your prayer. That could also already help, you know, with finding the underlying issues for that. But a lot of times what happens, it's really, you know, outside of our conscious awareness what heals. So just try to relax as best you can and really just ask your heart to heal whatever may be the issue related to the fatigue that you feel.
Well, it's very interesting what you just said, because when you just said that I didn't have to think of a feeling, but I could think of a similar time when I was fatigued like that, mm-hmm. what came to mind was a very early issue when I was 7, when I was fatigued, and I expressed that, and there was... Quite traumatic event around that. I don't want to even describe it on the phone. It's mm-hmm. it's a very sensitive issue. But I do remember there was a real outburst on the part of somebody close to me in reaction to a friend, a schoolmate, who had made light of it or something. And then it was very traumatic. I was totally humiliated. Mm-hmm. And so, but I didn't start getting chronically fatigued till many, many years later. So I don't know if there's a real connection, but I guess it's something to explore.
Yeah. And, you know, Patricia, if something comes up and it just came up, that particular memory that you just described, and if something comes up, there's always a connection. Now, we don't have to know what the connection is or how it's related, or, you know, we don't have to do a lot of digging or analyzing of that. But you can be sure that your heart just showed you something that is related to it, and I would definitely include that in your prayer. And you may find that, you know, that was the only issue. And yeah, sometimes it takes years, you know, for that stress to build, and then, you know, it becomes a chronic issue. But if it's really been that traumatizing for you, it could just be that, you know, it's been inside of you for that long, and then, you know, at one point your body couldn't take it anymore, and it turned into the chronic fatigue. So that's what, you know, I'm not sure.
Certainly interesting.
We don't know.
See, I was always looking for the feeling. They always said you have to look for the feelings, not to look for the same issue or something. Anyway, but the issue was basically fatigue, and when it was a school outing. We had been to the Bronx Zoo that day with the class.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of walking, and I was tired, and I mentioned it, and the little boy said something that a certain person didn't like, and she yelled at him. It was terrible. I don't want to talk about it. It was really on the phone. I didn't want to, you know, incriminate people. But it was very traumatic to me. Very. I liked that little boy a lot. And so it was, you know, really bad. But it never occurred to me that... I mean, I don't think I was tired a lot until, like, maybe I started getting tired in my 20s or maybe 30s. And not every single day either, but, like, sometimes. Yeah. So, but there could be a connection. I will certainly, I can put this episode in the prayer and everything surrounding this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what could have happened was, because you felt fatigued, right? And then this happened, and so your unconscious connected it to that, you know, that trauma that happened, or that, you know, how you, and it's just kind of holding on to that. So there could definitely, I think, I'm about 95% sure there's definitely a connection.
Jeez,
so
that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, I have quite a few traumas that I experienced at a young age, and who knows what they're doing, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can just
really address them, you know, and include them in your prayer. And you don't even have to, like I said, you don't have to analyze them. You just ask for them to be healed and just see what happens. You can only win. You cannot lose anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with this one, but it never occurred to me that other specific, I mean, when I do my coding, I don't always think of specific traumatic things that happened in my past, but I know that I have them. And I wouldn't necessarily bring them to consciousness without a good reason. I guess maybe I have good reasons to bring it. Especially, like, you know, sometimes I'm really haunted throughout the day from things I wish I had done differently in my past. When I had not been kind many, many times. I think of so many episodes that it's really almost too overwhelming. So I do the one on forgiveness and the one on self. You know, the Healing Codes 2 has a prayer on forgiveness as well as Healing Codes 1. They both have that. So I use those. I'm just doing what I can. So, but thank you for the advice about the specific fatigue issue. I will definitely implement that.
Yeah.
A code for that. Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome, Tricia. Yeah. My pleasure. Okay. Do you have any more questions, Patricia, I can help you with?
Excuse me. Not for the moment. Thanks.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Okay, I'm going to close Patricia's line as well. All right. Okay, if anybody has any more questions, feel free to raise your hand, and I'll be very happy to unmute your line. I think we have one question that was submitted. I'm going to read it right now from Jackie. Oh, okay, well. I think Mary has another question. Let me just open your line quickly. Hello, Mary.
Hi, me again. You know what? While you guys are talking, you just came up. A question came up. So, because I'm completely brand new with everything, I know you guys just mentioned code number 1 and codes 2. Like, so what's the differences between Healing Code 1 and Healing Code 2? And then there's like love codes and various other things that I guess have evolved from the basic healing code. I just wondered, I guess the best thing is to start the basic one, which is where I'm starting. Then how do the other ones evolve?
Yes. Oh, well, yeah, love code. I must say sometimes I don't like that name so much because it can be misleading. It's not a code per se. So the love code is another book by Dr. Alex Lloyd, and it really talks about the principle of living in love, but they named it the love code for marketing reasons, you know, because healing code and love code, so it goes together. But it's really more about the, you know, I would say spiritual underpinnings of, you know, the whole process of the healing code and healing and love and light and you know, fear on the other hand and so forth. And so that's what he talks about. And so it's a very, very great book. So I can recommend that. And the healing codes too actually have only existed for a number of years. And Dr. Lloyd says specifically, it was not like, you know, that story that he shared with us in the book, you know, with on the plane and everything. He said that never happened to him again ever since that happened in 2001. But he had something very, very similar happen where he was experiencing a health issue in 2016, and nothing would, you know, help. He did the healing codes and some other techniques, and it just wouldn't go away. And so he prayed, and he just asked if there's anything else he doesn't know about it he should do about, you know, he had like some acid reflux, I think. And he said he heard an answer, and the answer was yes. And with that answer, he received what we know now call the healing codes too, which is some other hand positions. If you're interested, I'm not sure if there's some videos or something on the webpage, dralexanderlloyd.com. There may be something about it on there. But if you do send me an email, Mary, I do have a few documents about the healing codes too, so I could definitely send that to you if you're interested. Because I'm not sure exactly right now where you can find it on the web.
Okay,
so,
no problem.
Yeah,
I'll do that then. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay. I hope that helps a little. But yeah, I would definitely start with the basics, and it's gonna, you know, it's gonna unravel for you from there.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'm gonna send you an email right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mary. I'm going to mute your line. Okay. All right. Okay, Patricia, raise your hand again. I'm going to open your line.
This is on behalf of Mary. Is that the lady's name? The lady
you're
calling?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
Mary,
I just want to tell her I've been doing the healing code since 2013. And I just, they're my go-to method, my practice, my daily spiritual and psychological practice, to tell you the truth. And I have a few things going in my life that I study, different, you know, spirituality and different things. But I would say that of all of them, the healing codes is the one thing that offers me an actual method of healing. And I wouldn't be without them. And although I have tried a lot of products of Dr. Lloyd's, and they're all wonderful, I'm not saying they're not wonderful, I invariably keep going back to Healing Codes 1, the basic package. There is nothing like that for me. I just feel so comfortable there's so basic, and they never wear out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the other things wear out. But I don't know. There's maybe it was the first thing I was introduced to and I got used to.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I do the other things and I end up back with Healing Codes 1. So I hope to heaven that Mary doesn't get, you know, all confused in all the different products and things, you know, throws her hand up because there's so many of them. If you were on a desert island with only the healing codes, you'd be fine. with nothing else, you know, no other method, you'd be fine. That's my two cents. But if you only have any product at all, any of them is better than none of them. So use something. As long as you don't give up and think, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to do any of them. Don't go there. Just do something because they're all wonderful. But as I say, the Healing Codes one is the basic one, and I wouldn't be without it. So I'm done. So I'm getting off my soapbox.
Thank you. Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I think there's a lot. Well, what I always say, especially when people ask me which one should I use, I always say go with the one that resonates with you and the one that you feel, speaks to your heart the most. And I think that's the best way for each and everyone is to just also consult their own heart and see what resonates with us and what speaks to us. And and I think then we can't go wrong in that aspect for sure. All right. So I think, Mary, I think you opened, you raised your hand again.
Hi there. Thank you, Patricia. We should just do a three-way call here. I wanted to thank, first of all, Patricia for that comment. I really appreciated her input in there, especially if Patricia's done it for so long. So that's really nice seeing this is my first go at it. So having said that, then, I'm just starting with the 12 days, and this was a complimentary PDF that I found online. So is it necessary to, and I guess I'd like, Patricia's input as well, to buy the $200 whole package, or I'm good to go with this for now? Because I don't know what the whole package, it entails other things, but...
Right.
It's about $200 to $300, but I don't know if that's necessary to spend right at the moment.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have it, and I think it's definitely worth the money. I think it's about $200. It basically has, for all the 12 categories, it comes with two codes each. So you have 24 healing codes. And then what it has more than anything is like a huge index, meaning, if I have this issue, which category should I go to? Or if I experience this belief, which category should I go to? So it has many different things that help you on your journey to navigate better, which way to go basically. But I would not say it's necessary right now. We've had people just getting so much out of the Universal Healing Code from the book. So I think just go with what feels good to you. So whether it's, buying the package or not. Now, if you do buy the package, the good thing is there's a 1 year money back guarantee. So if you say after 1 year, this has not done me any good, you could even get your money back. So that's how sure they are of the Healing Codes manual, and I think all the other products as well. But you can definitely, just see what resonates with you right now. And I think there's definitely a lot of wisdom to keeping it simple and just getting started and putting one foot in front of the other. And I think it's going to unravel for you which way to go for sure.
Right. And Patricia made a point too, because when you got so much stuff and you get overwhelmed, and then I could go down that rabbit hole sometime. So yeah, if it's just kept simple the way it is, then maybe it's a good idea to just start that way first. And then there's this Thursday assistant. So if along the way I'm stumped, then I could just, get on a call on Thursday night and ask a question like today.
Exactly. And the manuals are always there. So if you do feel you need more, just go ahead and purchase one of them. And but I think right now with what you have, you're good to go. You can do, you're going to be surprised, I think, how much you can do with what you have right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Great.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to close your line again, Mary. All righty. Wonderful. Thank you so much for these great questions. All right, let's see. Okay, so I did have a question that was submitted earlier, so I wanted to read that one. Maybe before I read that question, I have a question, I think, from Australia. Wow, okay. So the question is, where can I hear the repeat of this broadcast? Started a little late. Please send the link via email. Okay, you left your email. Yes, but I'm going to also mention it again. So you can listen to this broadcast if you log in to the Healing Codes webpage, which I'm going to repeat right now. It's www.thehealingcodes.com/forward home/forward dashboard. So either one of them will work. Just make sure to not put just thehealingcodes.com, as that will redirect you to Dr. Alex's newest page, which is dralexanderlloyd.com. So make sure to put the slash home afterthehealingcoach.com. And there, if you're not a member yet, you would have to sign up for the free membership. And once you're a free member, you can go to /dashboard, so you will see a member area there on the webpage. And in the member area, you can find all the recordings to this Q&A call. Not just this one, of course, but for past ones as well. But for sure, I'm going to send you the link as well again, because you shared your email here. Okay. All right. All right. And now I'm going to read the question that Jackie sent us earlier. So Jackie asks, I have some cognitive issues, plus I'm on depression pills that really don't help that much and been on them for 20 years. What do you recommend for cognitive issues, Jackie? All right, Jackie, thank you so much for your question. I do hope that you listen, that you're listening right now to hear my reply to that. So number one, of course, I'm very, very sorry to hear that you're dealing with these cognitive issues and with depression. Now, without knowing too much of, you know, of the details of what you're going through, I would like to repeat again what I've shared with Mary before, or what she was actually going to do, which is do the 12 categories and just start with that. So I'm not sure if you've been doing the Healing Codes for a while, but if you are fairly new to them, I would definitely recommend taking these cognitive issues and even the depression through the 12 categories. And you could just start with doing it in a very simple process, which is you do one category per day. I would recommend doing it at least two to three times per day. And you can, you know, start with the first category, and then in that category, see if you recognize any issues that you think you may have in that category. And if you see even a connection in any of those categories, you can include that in your prayer. But in any case, I would always include in your prayer that anything at all that could be related or that is contributing to the cognitive issues in that particular category be healed in that moment for you. And then you start the process, you just relax, you allow yourself to receive that healing for you. So don't think you have to do a lot of work, or, you know, you have to work on it, but it's really about receiving and getting into that receiving. And just start with that, and then just see how you feel. And after, Jackie, you may even want to take the Heart Issues Finder or the Relationship Issues Finder. There's several of them, again, also on the Healing Codes webpage or on Dr. Alexander Lloyd's webpage as well. They're called our diagnostic tools, and with those tools, it can actually help you see which category to work on. So you could answer the questions there, having your cognitive issues in mind. So, you know, basically try to answer the questions as best you can regarding your cognitive issues, and then it's going to, you know, show you your results about the 12 categories. And my recommendation would be starting with the weakest link, so to speak. So the category that has the least points in that, regarding that, you would just start with that category. You can work a few days or a week maybe till you feel better about that particular category, and then you could move on to the next one. So there's really a lot of things you can do. Of course, if you feel, Jackie, that you need more help, you can always reach out to one of our certified coaches and talk to them and see if perhaps, you know, having a custom approach to that would help better. But as far as, you know, all the free things that are out there are concerned, that's always my best recommendation for any type of issue that you could have. And you can do a lot. You can do, yeah, a lot with those 12 categories, and they're your blueprint. So always go back to them. And it's always very comforting to me, and has been for years, and I love sharing that with others. There's no issue that you cannot find in those 12 categories in one way or the other, meaning it's not a black hole. Like there's an end to whatever the issue is, and it's contained in, you know, the positive aspects of our heart, and what we're trying to do is heal those negative expressions of those, you know, destructive memories that we have accumulated or we may have even inherited from our ancestors, from our parents, and so forth. So there's always a source to whatever issue you're dealing with. Okay. All right. So let's see if we have any more questions. Okay, I do not see any hands raised right now. So I would love to close our call for today and give you another opportunity to do a universal healing code. So if you would like to do that, feel free to. Now, if you were here at the beginning of the call and you brought an issue, you can address that same issue right now if you'd like, or perhaps that has shifted, or like I said again also in the beginning, you can just stay open and not address anything and just, you know, ask that you receive whatever you're meant to receive right now, whether that be healing or bigger expression of love or forgiveness or whatever, you know, whatever is there for you right now. So that may just work within you. So whatever you feel would be best for you right now. It's wonderful. All right. So I'm going to give you a moment to tune into your issue and see if you would like to address something specific. Again, you can see if you can identify any feelings, emotions, beliefs, perhaps even, and the memory. If you don't worry about it. Just say your own prayer in a second. And if you do, I would like to encourage you to include it in your prayer and to ask for that in particular to be healed. All right, I'm going to give you a second to say a prayer. All right, I'm going to read the prayer from the book, and you're very welcome to join me right now in this universal healing code. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem, your issues, feelings, and memories, would be found open and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. Okay, take nice deep breaths from the stomach, and we start with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And just relax and let go of everything that bothers you. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. both hands temples, both hands temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands bridge. And take nice, slow, and deep breaths from your stomach. And relax. You can focus on a love picture if you'd like. Focus on your heart. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And that was the last position. If you'd like, you can place both hands on the middle of your chest over your heart center and just relax and process. Okay, wonderful. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. I wish you a wonderful rest of the week. I hope everybody stays healthy and happy and blessed. And I wish you all especially a lot of peace and love. And from moment to moment, in each and every single moment of your lives, if you would like to say goodbye, I'm going to open the lines in a minute. And we're going to be here again next Thursday at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you tune in again, and I'll be very happy, and we will be very happy to take your questions. All right. I'm going to open the lines. Goodbye, everybody. God bless, and have a wonderful evening.
Bye. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Patricia.
Bye.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.